You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Republicans have asked a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice to recuse herself from deliberations on Act 10. Susan Crawford, who's running for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice, weighs in. Lisa Hale has the story.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz has been asked to step aside from deliberations on the Act 10 law before the court because she has publicly said that she thinks it's unconstitutional, and she campaigned for her position on that point. Fellow liberal judge Susan Crawford, who's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice against conservative Brad Schimmel, says she's sure Protasiewicz will make the right decision.
I am sure that Justice Protasiewicz will make a decision that's based on the facts of that case, who the parties are, and what the issues are that are presented, and will make her own determination about whether she can be fair and impartial sitting on that case. That's what the judicial rules require her to do.
Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn has already recused himself from the case as he helped to write Act 10 when he was chief legal counsel to then-Governor Scott Walker. Act 10 is the law that banned collective bargaining for many state workers.
And the Wausau Parks and Recreation Committee has approved naming a section of the Riverfront Trail after the late Pat Peckham. Peckham Way will encompass the latest extension of Riverfront Trail, running from Thomas Street to Adol Street. The section was paved last summer and will be completed this summer with lights and other fixtures. Peckham was a news reporter in Wausau until his retirement in 2015. He served multiple terms as District 1 Alder in the Wausau City Council before stepping down in 2022. Then, he was diagnosed with cancer late in his term. He died in the spring of 2024. Former Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg and Robert Milk submitted letters supporting the idea. The proposal will go to the full council for approval later this month. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are once again proposing an extension of Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers. It's the second time in many sessions as the bipartisan group has advocated for the legislation, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's unlikely that the proposal will become a law this session. Wisconsin is one of only two states in the country that have not extended the coverage. The extension would allow mothers on Medicaid to receive a full year of coverage to protect against a number of post-birth medical issues. And the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says a 46-year-old man was arrested over the weekend after he was found walking around in the town of Merrill, naked. It happened in the area of Rock Island Resort on State Highway 107. Saturday night, deputies were called, and when they arrived on scene, they tried to arrest him, but he resisted. After a scuffle, they were able to put the man in handcuffs and take him to a nearby hospital to get checked out. After he was cleared, he was brought to jail and now faces several charges, including disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and lewd and lascivious behavior. He later posted bond and was released from jail. And it's Flood Insurance Awareness Week in Wisconsin. It's a time to look at the importance of the increasing risk and appropriate coverage needed. Flood insurance is an important tool to prevent financial vulnerability from flooding. Most homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage. And all it takes is 1 inch of water to cause around $25,000 in damage. This can be devastating if you don't have the right insurance. Wisconsinites are eligible to purchase federal flood insurance even for properties not in designated special flood hazard areas, because on average, 40% of national flood insurance program claims happen outside of those zones. Homeowners and renters can purchase a private flood insurance policy to protect their homes and belongings if their agent sells flood coverage. Otherwise, visit floodsmart.gov. There's usually a 30-day waiting period before NFIP policies go into effect, so signing up now ensures that you'll have coverage by the time the spring showers start to hit the state. An Amber Alert has been issued for a 16-year-old girl who's 3 months pregnant from Beaver Dam. Sophia Franklin was last seen at her home on Sunday night. Authorities think she is with 40-year-old Gary Day, who's the father of Sophia's unborn child. Police say they are in a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse with Arkansas plates BBR20L. Sophia is 5'9", 186 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Day is 5'7", 165 pounds, with blonde hair and green eyes. And it's Transit Equity Day, a day cities use to promote public transit as a strategy to combat climate change and a means to provide affordable, accessible, clean, and safe transportation alternatives for all community members. The day coincides with the birthday of Rosa Parks, an iconic figure in the movement for social justice and racial equity. And gas prices have fallen again, both statewide and nationally. Lisa Hale has more.
Gas Buddy reports the average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin this week is $2.88, down almost 7 cents from last week. Meanwhile, the national average is down 3.5 cents to $3.04 per gallon. That's down 1.4 cents from a month ago and 10.3 cents lower than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy said tariffs on Canadian energy could significantly impact fuel prices in the future, especially here in the Great Lakes and Midwest regions.
In the Wausau area today, gas prices range from $2.81 to $2.87. And Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers made a visit to Chippewa Falls last week to celebrate the opening of one of the first federally funded electric vehicle charging stations. During the visit, he reiterated his administration's commitment to ensuring EV drivers have adequate places to recharge along the highway corridors, lowering barriers for residents who wish to purchase electric vehicles. Respiratory illnesses are increasing in the state. Melissa Kay tells us more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services says flu hospitalizations are the highest they've been in 7 years. This is especially true for older adults. DHS says it's not too late to get a flu and COVID shot and an RSV vaccination if you're eligible. Everyone should also be following recommendations of washing hands and staying home when you're sick.
And Stevens Point will be celebrating February with a big heart, literally. Derek Tritz has the details.
During American Heart Month, Stevens Point Fire Station No. 1 will feature a large light-up heart to raise awareness for heart health beginning February 1st. For every heart attack or cardiac arrest reported by the Stevens Point, Amherst, or Plover Fire Departments in Portage County, one of the heart's red bulbs will be swapped out for a black bulb. The red light going dark is a sign of solidarity and a reminder to the community of the critical state of heart health. In 2022, heart disease was the leading cause of death in Wisconsin, according to the Center for Disease Control. This display comes as a joint effort between the Stevens Point Fire Department and Portage County Ambulance. You can find educational materials on heart health throughout the month by following the Stevens Point Fire Department Facebook page.
And Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced legislation to protect AM radio. The bill would require automakers to continue making AM radio accessible at no additional cost to consumers. The lawmakers say AM radio is a crucial service, especially for farmers who use it to receive critical emergency information and local news. And Wisconsin ranks third in the country for dental health. That's according to Wallet Hub analysis that considers the cost of dental work and the number of dentists per capita. Illinois and Minnesota top the list, while Mississippi and Arkansas are at the bottom. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL. At the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Look, up on the screen, it's a dog. It's a man. No, it's both. And it's animated. And it's the number one movie in America. That's right, the family-friendly film Dog Man, about a police canine officer and his human partner both injured in the line of duty and becoming one after a crazy surgery, is now the box office champ, pulling in $36 million. There's a pretty big drop-off to the number two spot, which went to Companion. The mystery thriller comedy pulled in just over $9 million. Mufasa the Lion King came in third place with about $6.5 million, but a seven-week domestic gross of just under $230 million. Sony's surprise hit One of Them Days, about two girls trying to pay the rent, came in fourth place place in week 3 with just under 6 million, and it was the Mark Wahlberg yawn Flight Risk in 5th place in its second week of release with 5.8 million bucks at the gate. Looks like I'm going to have to roll over, sit, and fetch a screening of Dogman. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, unless you count Making the Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his 4th Grammy for his audiobook The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. 4th Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. I need to start doing more. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. She's a cute girl. The 2025 Grammys are in the books, and the big news of the night was that Beyoncé, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brandi Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to L.A. firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy today with a high right around 14 this afternoon. The wind will be from the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 7 above. Tomorrow, it will be cloudy with afternoon and nighttime snow. We could end up with a couple of inches of accumulation with a high tomorrow right around 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 1 above.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.